for VWA Mobile.
Morning, Steve. KB2A checks this.
Steve, what are you doing awake this morning?
I'm coming to work on an air conditioner over here in Traveler's Rest. So I only got a minute or so.
Huh. Well, let's go to Hendersonville.
What for?
Scott, me and a buddy of mine are just going up there to fiddle around.
Well, I play the guitar.
I hear you. I can't ask that. Not over there. Next time we talk on landline or on a secure line, I'll tell you what happened the other day.
Let me get going here. I got to pull into the driveway. I just wanted to come in and say good morning to you. I will catch you a little later. I'll give you a call when I get done here.
I'll try to catch you. We'll be up in Hendersonville. KB2 HXS. Try to behave yourself out there. Be prosperous. Be profitable. Stay in for VWA. Clear.
Always profitable.
Right there. Strike fear into the all consumers. I'll see you later, bud. Clear.
I see you. KB2A checks that.
4PXB Mobile.
PXB, paying for VWA. Is that you, Lloyd?
Minute of the day.
That is another scary concept. How you doing this morning?
Yep, I'm doing good. Like I said, en route to help clean up a building today that we have for a Christmas family dinner for my work, and so we got a couple hours clean up there, and then the event starts at 6:30, so it'll be definitely a busy day.
Turkey or ham or turkey and ham, and what else? And what time? 6:30?
We're having 4 hams, and we're having mashed potatoes, bacon casserole, deviled eggs. If I haven't said mashed potatoes already, that's going to be there. And then we've got a pastry chef making some pastry stuff, and banana pudding and sweet tea. So, as the hee-haw would say, yum, yum. Last calling station, you probably want to say that again because you broke up and say I'm transmitting.
You can hear me now. I'm coming back up to the top of the hill. I'm on Highway 14 just before you get into Landrum, so it doesn't hit the repeater well. So what time did you say it starts and where?
Starts at 6:30, and it's at the Masonic Lodge right across from Applebee's on 29. You're more than welcome to come.
Doggone it. Now we spoke before. This is Steve. Sounds like it's going to be good times for the family.
It will be. It's always a good time, except that way people get to have that social part with the family and stuff like that, and a good dinner. And they would definitely be plenty to eat because they're telling people to bring extra Tupperware dishes if they want to take any home, because we've always had extra, and we don't want to have to throw any of it away. And when we had the one last year, we just gathered up plates and stuff like that and took to the shelter or the police department and have to throw the food out.
That's a good thing to do. Well, listen, I'm just about to head into that last little hole.
Steve, you're definitely breaking up and picket fencing a lot, so you're obviously on the end of Highway 14 in Landrum that's getting very, 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 very spotted service. So please have a great day. KO4PXB.
Lloyd, KO4PXB, KA3JCA.
Kirk, how are you?
I kind of caught the tail end of it last night. I think you were talking to a Dave. Does he live over here on 14 near me also?
So I think he was just traveling in this area because he was mentioned he was at the site to pick up his daughter at daycare on 296. So I just think, and he may live somewhere in that Simpsonville area, but.
Yeah, I just heard some of you guys talking about 14 and me living over in this area. I wasn't sure. Alrighty. So what you up to today, sir?
Going to my Masonic Lodge to help clean up for a couple hours, and then, because we've got a family dinner there today at 6:30, so, and it's got to be cleaned up, and the kitchen floor area and the eating area, made sure that everything's cleaned up. We're going to sweep and mop the floors and just tidy up a good bit prior to the meal starting at 6:30.
Indoors, I'm looking at my front door camera, and it looks like it's either raining or has rained. I'm not sure what the, I haven't even checked the weather this morning. KA3JCA with KO, 4PBPXB.
It's a very light drizzle right now. I'm right here at Pelham Road in 14, but it's supposed to clear up a little bit later on today by the, well before the 6:30 time frame. It's going to be pretty, and it said the clouds will be very spotty then.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day today. I know how important a Masonic Lodge is to you guys, and my brother's involved with it out in South Dakota.
Yep, whenever I'm in different states and stuff like that that are recognized by, that recognize South Carolina as a lodge, I definitely visit those and to see the difference of how they run their lodge compared to South Carolina, and definitely very interesting and good to see.
Sir, well, I heard you guys talking this morning, and I thought, let me check and see who he was talking to last night, because I thought I had another new neighbor, so alrighty there. Lloyd, I'm going to get up here, have a cup of coffee, and probably do some programming on DMR today.
It's KO4PXB. At some point in time, if it's worthwhile that I need to bring my radio by to see what changes in DMR you made to put on my 878.
What version were you running? Was it 1.27 or are you up to 3.0 now?
It's KO4PXB. I think I'm on 1.27, but I may have updated it. I'll have to look at the radio and see.
Yeah, I do know there's a version 3.0 for both version 1 model of the 878 UV and also version 3 of the version UV 2 Plus, but the code plug is supposed to be a little bit more user-friendly now when you're converting once you both radios are up to 3.0.
I'll definitely look at that when I get home and if I definitely have time today because, you know, I get the very fun part of also, I love her very much, but it's not something I like to go out into big crowds, but I'll definitely go with my wife because she's got to pick out a dress and for her and one of the, my other daughter that's there for the dinner this evening because it's formal dress.
Well, that's nice. Take the opportunity to get some pictures taken up. If my health was better, I used to volunteer for places like that. I would set up my backdrop and my camera and then take pictures, and then I would email the images to each of the persons, with, you know, without charging them a fee.
Yeah, just got to be very careful because you're not allowed to, you know, take pictures at a Masonic Lodge and post them anywhere because that's just one of the things that, even though they're, I know for a fact they're out there on the internet, but you know, I'm not going to be the one that does it because it's, you know, definitely a no-no.
I was thinking just, you know, like a room itself with nothing in the background other than the backdrop and just of the people getting their pictures taken, and that's all that's in the picture. It's just the people all dressed up, like, kind of like a Christmas photo. nothing else in the background, nothing, you know, they would say, hey, it's Masonic Lodge or a church or, you know, an event and so forth like that.
Definitely do that in the kitchen area and the dining area where it's definitely presentable. Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Ready, sir? Well, I'm going to get up and go get this coffee here. I got good results on my blood sugars this morning, so I'm happy with that. So, and I'm doing okay since I came home from the hospital a couple weeks ago. So, just praying everything stays on the right track.
Me too, Richard. I'm glad you're doing well, and definitely keep up with the what you have to do on for health wise to keep your blood sugar down and other issues at bay.
You have a wonderful day, sir, and travel safe there. And I hope you can get all that squeezed in today there. I know how I could be there getting things cleaned up and then getting some shopping done and fighting this traffic on 85 and stuff like that. So, alrighty, Lloyd. We'll talk with you later on, sir. KO4 PXB KA3 JCA.